In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
The Apostle Paul was arguably the greatest Christian that ever lived, and yet he struggled. Maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but that encourages me in my struggle. You ought to read Romans chapter 7 again. He said, "The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, so that you cannot do the things that you would." What is this? It's the same battle Jesus referred to in Mark chapter 14 between the spirit and the flesh. Let's read Mark 14, beginning in verse 38. "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly, truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh a third time and saith unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand." Here it is again. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. So what's the answer? Watch and pray. You remember in Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus taught his disciples a model prayer. Right in the middle of that prayer, he taught them to pray this, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Why would you pray such a thing? Because prayer is staying on watch, vigilant, conscious that you cannot trust your flesh. You know, I think some of us who've been saved for a long time, who've studied the Bible, who maybe even have served the Lord, are in the greatest danger here. "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." Friend, I want you to know religious flesh is still flesh. And your flesh never gets better. I don't care how long you've known the Lord, how much truth you've known. Flesh never improves over time. You can't trust it. And so what do you have to do? You have to just keep watching and praying. Now, we've dealt with the soul. That's the emotional aspect of man and bringing all of that to God in prayer. We've talked about the spirit. The spirit truly is ready or willing. That's the new nature in man, and we must feed that. How? In prayer, by communing with God. We discussed that in our last study. But now we come to this phrase, "The flesh is weak." This is the great realization we have to come to again and again and again. It's the Apostle Paul saying, "I have no confidence in the flesh." That's the great struggle between confidence in the flesh and no confidence in the flesh. I'm going to tell you, you can't trust your flesh. Flesh is weak and flesh is weary and flesh is wicked. You can only trust the Lord. And that's why the prayer life is so vital, because you got to watch out for your flesh. So we've dealt with the soul, we've dealt with the spirit, now we're dealing with your body. Now, let's begin with the most basic part of this, and that is you have a human nature. All of us have a human nature. We are created beings. This is fascinating, and there's a great deal of deep truth in this, but our Lord Jesus Christ had no sin nature. He was not a sinner. He was above that. Beyond that, the perfect man. And yet, he did take on the nature of man in the sense of he had a body, which means that he had the same five senses you have and the ability to respond to the world. Read the gospel records. He got tired. He sat on a well. He got thirsty, wanted a drink. He was hungry, needed to eat. So all of us, even the God-man, had the clay vessel, if you will, this body of flesh and bones to deal with. And let's just get real. Our bodies get tired, and we have weary times, and those are dangerous times. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is sleep. Let that sink in just a moment. In verse 41, Jesus told him, sleep on now, take your rest. He said, if you're not going to pray, you need to get your sleep, get your rest. Sleep is the gift of God. He gives his beloved sleep. And sleep is God's daily reminder that he's God and we're not, that we can rest because he stays up and he takes the night watch. But I want you to know something, that the emphasis of this passage is not just on getting your physical needs met. It's not just on getting a good night's rest, ministering to the body. We give a lot of attention to that in our current culture. The aspect here that's being emphasized is not just human nature. It is the fact that we have a sin nature. Christ had none of that. Our spirit is ready. His spirit was righteous. So there was a distinction. But please don't miss the emphasis. Our flesh is weak. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That same passage, Romans chapter 5, talks about that when we were weak, when we were incapable of coming to him, that's why he came to us. He understands us. He knows you have a sin nature. He knows your frame. He remembers your dust. He knows you better than you know you. He knows how deceitful your heart is. Sometimes we dress up good for church, use religious cliches, sound very spiritual, but beneath the surface, so fleshly, so carnal. We struggle with our old sin nature. And so what's the answer to that? We must watch and pray. I'm not suggesting that as you pray, the flesh goes away. I'm suggesting that as you pray, God becomes big in your life and the Lord conquers in you what you could never conquer on your own. The besetting sin, the bent towards certain things that you have, you can't conquer that by yourself. You can't make yourself work through that. Sometimes the best way to watch is to close your eyes. So sometimes the best way to deal with the flesh is turn your eyes away from this world and concentrate on the Lord. Go to the place of prayer. There's never a time to relax spiritual alertness. Never. You know, the tempter likes to come around when our defenses are down. Those moments when the flesh cries out for some release, some relief. That's very important because it means those moments are moments when we most need to pray. The moments we least feel like praying, we most need to pray. When our Lord in the wilderness temptation was at his weakest as far as his human body was concerned, the tempter came. That is his pattern all along. And so we must be watchful. We must be ready. This is really a very practical passage to discipline the flesh, to say no to yourself. In the words of the Apostle Paul again, to bring your flesh into subjection, into submission, lest when you've preached to others, you yourself should be a castaway. There comes a moment here where Jesus wakes him up and says, rise up, rise, literally get up. This is what we must do. We must deal with our bodies, deal with our flesh. Practically today, say no to yourself, even about some things that may not necessarily be bad. Get in the habit of saying no to your flesh, no to your impulses, no to something that just satisfies a pleasure, so that you can get in the habit of subjecting the flesh to the Spirit. This is the whole emphasis of watching and praying. And by the way, the next verse uses the word again and the phrase the same. Verse 40, again. May I just tell you, you got to watch and pray again and again and again. Three times Jesus went to the same prayer in Mark chapter number 14. Three times the Apostle Paul prayed that the thorn of the flesh would be removed from him. Keep on praying. Ask and seek and knock. This is not the time to let up your praying. This is the time to intensify your praying. Now, this will bring your soul near to God. It will keep your spirit in vital communion with the Lord, and it will keep your body under control. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. and may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.